Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast, where we talk to businesses large and small, experts in subjects across a spectrum of business, entrepreneurialism, tech, innovation, investment and finance. I'm Jake Shaw, your host. If you'd like to learn more about Amaze, please go to www.amaze.com. Hello everybody, today I'm joined by Yanni Vladimirova, who is in charge of enterprise engagement at the National Association of College and University Entrepreneurs. She's also the founder of Urban East, which is a insider's guide to cities in the eastern part of Europe. And she is a seasoned entrepreneur herself. She has recently organised the Varsity Entrepreneurship Competition. And she's here with us today to talk about entrepreneurialism in the post-COVID world. So, Yanni, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Jake, for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today.
Yanni, tell me a bit about your background. So, where have you been? How did you get here?
So, my journey. Let's start with this. So I changed my career probably twice, more or less, probably three times, actually. So I was very passionate about fashion when I was very little. And then I kind of transitioned to advertising agencies, working quite a long time in advertising. Then I got really bored and wanted to change again. So I decided to come to London and do a master degree in culture and creative entrepreneurship, where I met amazing people. I learned fantastic things. And that kind of opened up the door for me into entrepreneurship in general. During my master, together with some of my classmates, we set up Incubator for Creatives. And that was run for about 2 years, which was called New Cross Creative Lab. Unfortunately, most of the members went back home or start running their own businesses. We couldn't keep developing sustainably the business. So everybody kind of took different roads and different paths in their career. And as part of my, as you mentioned about the Urbanist, as part of my master final project, I wanted to kind of combine two passions which I do have. One is the creative industries in general and creatives, and on the other hand it's cities and how cities develops, and how especially probably grown up in post-communist country, it's really easy to see for me, for example, how our parents were living and what the city and the country offer for them at that time, and what it's now for the generation which we live, and for the next generations as well, and how there are lots of young people passionate about various different things, which really kind of put their passion into making their ideas alive, into kind of sustainable businesses. And that's, I was really inspired how those little small businesses actually, you know, change the image of the city, even the experience in the city. So that was my kind of inspiration to go and do Insider Guide of Sofia to start with, where I'm from. And my mission was, my aim was to make it kind of to design a experience for people who haven't been in Sofia in a way that they feel as locals, to go to the places where local people go, to kind of mix with the locals more, so they can kind of understand better the culture there and the dynamic of the city, instead of going to the most touristic places and have completely different experience. As we all know, when you go to a new place, you're all the time trying to, probably some people all the time trying to find the hidden gems in those cities. And you need to have the right people to show you around. So that was kind of my inspiration.
So it's fair to say that you grew up in a culture where you'd actually, I mean, you're thankfully not as old as me. So I remember the end of communism. So you know how to run a business from the get-go, as it were, and you work with NACU. So tell me a bit about NACU.
I joined NACU for the same reason. So after we, together with my co-founders of Newcross Creative Lab decided that we cannot run the incubator any longer because we don't have the resources. At that time, I was kind of looking for something similar to engage with and be able to support and help young entrepreneurs to kickstart with their ideas, to kind of help them to not only develop their idea concepts and go through the phases of prototyping, business modeling and all of this, but also to find the ways how they can find fundings. And one of our initiatives, which you mentioned in the very beginning, is that of our Startup Pitch competition, which is one of those initiatives which we provide actually opportunities for students and graduate entrepreneurs up to 5 years to get involved and have the opportunity to get exposure, connect with like-minded people, connect with mentors, coaches, investors alongside their journey, and at the same time have the opportunity to win £15,000 equity free to kind of either kickstart their business or add to help them, for example, if they are at the stage of prototyping, to support this. Like, probably it's not like a massive amount of money for some businesses, but it's something for them to start with or to add to their financial modeling. So I have been amazed. Like, for example, this year we had kind of a new generation of batteries which last longer on their own. We had a fashion enterprise company kind of using microbacteria to actually color the fabric instead of the old fashioned way of not the old fashioned, it's traditional way of coloring clothes where you need to use lots of water, lots of chemicals. So really fantastic businesses. It's just to name a few of them.
We are, going through COVID, thankfully there appears to be vaccines that will help us get over the other side of it. How do you think things are for young entrepreneurs? Is it more difficult now? Is it easier? How do you think the whole environment is now?
I would have said that probably for some people, for some of them, it's really difficult because at the beginning of the pandemic, some of our entrepreneurs within our community, their investments were pulled out. But at the same time, I'm like, thankfully, there are still all of the opportunities like Startup Pitch and some other competitions out there. They haven't stopped because of the pandemic, which is a great sign to see that there's still appetite to support young entrepreneurs and kind of really tap into more innovative businesses and support those young people to really define their career path and also help them to further develop their businesses. So on one hand, yes, it might be in some aspect might be a little bit more difficult. On the other, I think it's definitely the startup ecosystem will change because now kind of I think the pandemic opened up the opportunity for them to establish a different relationship with either investors or people who are really keen to support them along the way. And yes, it might take a little bit longer to establish that relationship, but at the same time, they don't have any more barriers. They can really cross the border and kind of exploring, for example, connect with people in the United States or somewhere else in Europe to get different type of fundings. And I think also some of the competitions which I've seen that they're more local, they were more local based. Now during the pandemic, they were like, oh, why we don't open it for internationally? And it's really interesting to see that shift in companies because everything it's online. Why we don't open it for a wider audience? And that's what we also did for our grand final at the end of November. And we had audience from United States, India, France, Spain, it's impossible to have in London event because they have to travel. So in one hand, it I think opened up opportunity for them to expand their network and find alternative solutions and funding. But of course, the pandemic somehow has their its challenges. Some of the other day I spoke with one of the businesses which within our network, and then they were saying that during the pandemic, one of the challenge was some of the projects and kind of were on hold. But this actually, because they are small, like two co-founders and like another two people who were helping them when they needed, it was so easy for them to adapt and to the situation and think about what they can do in the meantime to kind of develop their business. And they like focused like quite a lot of time during the summer to develop a new kind of a product to do more R&D and kind of a look for funding opportunities, which otherwise if they were busy with delivering the projects which they had to deliver, they would never be able to do that because they just not gonna have the capacity. So I think unfortunately we live in very uncertain times, not only for the pandemic, but I think the pandemic somehow accelerate that feeling. And always there will be challenges. But here I'm literally amazed how quickly they adapt and how quickly they find new ways to operate in that environment. And I think that's really powerful to see.
Speaking to many people, those tools have always been there, like the tool we're using right now, we're using Zoom. But there's lots of these tools around, and I completely agree with your point that there is a move to people, you know, being international by default. So they're being born global. We've also got things like cryptocurrency and smart contracts, which means we can transact business with anybody everywhere. So there's lots of sort of tech advantages, shall we say, that we've now started to use. So with that in mind, Yanni, what's your thoughts on what 2021 is going to look like for young entrepreneurs?
I think even that now there is a little light in the tunnel and we have started with there is a vaccine which could kind of hopefully help us to go back to kind of a normality, and probably in my eyes the normality it won't be the same. One of the things which I think 2021 will open up for entrepreneurs is that they 2021, it was a really tough year for lots of people, not only how to sustain your business or what I'm going to do with my career, but also the whole the mental exhaustion that you can do something, but you're kind of limited because of the current situation. I think this opens up their eyes to be to look for alternatives and be more resilient. And if they survive 2020, 2021 will be even better because they already established good relationships and they know how to overcome challenges and how they can actually think out of the box and find alternative solutions to any problem they face and any difficulties they have. And I think in general, 2021 will be a little bit more positive than 2020. I think that's kind of my feel in general. And that's the feel because I've seen companies and some of our partners are more open for collaboration internationally, which they support also young entrepreneurs. And when you see this from big corporates, how their mind shifted during that time, I think it will bring more opportunities for early stage startups to kind of develop their businesses. So I think it just opened up different opportunities and gave us different perspective how we can approach business, how we can approach our everyday challenges. which I think it's a positive thing.
Where do people find you and NACU and the entry for the varsity competition?
So they can find it on our website, NACU.com. But also you can sign up for our newsletter on our website, and we'll make sure that you receive all the needed information before the launch and once we launch.
So that's the NACU website, which is NACUE.com or .co.uk.com. Yanni, thank you very much, and thanks for your time. If you want to get hold of NACU, that's NACUE.com.
And also people can email on info@nacu.com as well.
Yanni, thank you very much.
Very much, Jake. It was a pleasure to speak to you today.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com. And don't forget to like and share this podcast.